Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
One story we'll have to follow as the day goes on. Yoenis Cespedes scratched from the Met lineup.
Oh, come on.
So hopefully it's nothing.
About what?
Hopefully it's nothing. I don't know.
Can he just tell us immediately what the problem is?
Maybe there's no problem. Maybe they just wanted to give him a day off. I'm just trying to talk myself into positive news.
No, my.
But we'll keep an eye on that. We'll check in with Eddie C. But right now, on the other side of Florida.
Just waiting for disaster to hit before the season starts.
Well, that would be a disaster.
Of course.
On the other side of Florida, the radio voice in Espanol,
well, no,
the New York Yankees, yeah. Ricky Ricardo.
The radio voice of the world champion Eagles and the soon-to-be world champion Yankees. Right, Rick?
I hope so, from your lips to God's ears.
Yeah,
well. Gentlemen, before we get into anything, I was listening yesterday, and I remember a few months back, when I made a comment about I think the Jets should keep losing games,
yes.
And first, Evan gave me an enziguri kick to the head when I said that, and Joe smacked me with a Three Stooges pie, yeah, in the face.
Basically. Well, I, you know, this is how I am. I mean, that's just the way it is.
But, Ricky, understand, and this was my point then, it's my point now, I know that they're better off or they were better off losing, but when they get off to a decent start and you can start to fantasize about this stunning playoff run, it's tough to sit there rooting against your team, even though, yes, come April, they would have been better off losing every game they played. I know that. I get it. But still, it's tough to root against your own team.
Yeah.
Well, even the team that I broadcast, which isn't the team that I was born rooting for. I'm a Jet fan from birth. But I wasn't even fantasizing when the Eagles were 13-3 and I still had a backup quarterback leading us into the playoffs. But I was ridiculed by you two on this program. Don't think I've forgotten it.
Because
but
they had won games. That's why. They
I wouldn't know what 13-3 is. 13
it's been a while.
What is it's been a while? It's never happened. The best record they ever had was they were 11-3 in the Super Bowl year in a 14-game season, and they were 12-4 in 98. Yeah. They've never won 13 games.
What
never.
Year was it, Joe, when we were 10-1 and
that
went into the Orange Bowl?
1986.
Went into
and
the Orange
it was 45-3 on a Monday night to the Dolphins.
Right.
Didn't win another regular season game. They went 10-6, made the playoffs. They beat
they
the Chiefs. Well, first they beat the Chiefs in that playoff game at the Meadowlands. They killed them like 35-10, whatever that was. And then they blew that game to the Browns.
They blew that game in double overtime
to the Browns. Yep.
Yeah, Mark Gastineau roughing the quarterback.
Yep. Oh, God.
All the
memories.
Pain, baby.
Memories.
Yeah.
Ricky, I don't think – let me preface this, and then you can correct me, slap me around if you want. Correct me if I'm wrong, whatever you want to do. Neil Walker's a solid player. There's no knock on the guy. 1 year, $4.5 million. It's totally a fine deal. He'll come here. He should be decent. But here's the negative look I have on it, and that's that it blocks Tyler Wade, who deserves another shot in the major leagues, and he's had a great camp, and he brings a different element to this lineup. It may have blocked Gleyber Torres for a while. It blocks Miguel Andujar. You always had the potential of playing Drury at second and Andujar at third. So it's fine. He's a nice player. Nothing against Neil Walker, but that's the only negative that I think a lot of Yankee fans looked at the young guys, Andujar, Wade, and eventually Torres, and they were ready, especially in a deep lineup like this, to say, let these guys play out of the gate. Let's see what we've got.
I agree with you. I just did an interview for Spanish television with Gleyber Torres, and you can tell in the tone of his voice how disappointed he is, you know, with the news. Hey, look, nothing's etched in stone, but with Neil Walker here, he's basically going to be your second baseman unless he just falls flat on his face. I think Brian Cashman is looking – they're all in this year. This is it. This team is World Series a bust. And I really do think, from talking to some of the coaches, that maybe the Gleyber Torreses of the world might need a little more seasoning at AAA. I think he would have gone down anyway. Now, the guy it really affects you, you're right, Evan, really is Andujar, because I think Andujar is maybe a little bit closer to being major league ready even than Gleyber Torres, who spent, you know, all of last year recouping from Tommy John surgery. And I agree with you. I thought maybe Drury could move over to second base because Andujar has not stopped hitting. But from what I'm hearing from some of the coaches is they still have concerns about Miguel Andujar, not the glove. But strangely enough, it was told to me this morning, they're more concerned about his throwing to first base, that he needs a little bit more seasoning at the position itself and to make better throws across the diamond to first base. Now, you know, is that just an excuse? Is that just something that they told me to get me out of their face? I don't know.
Right.
But I agree with it. Now, Tyler Wade has had a heck of a spring.
I know. He's playing well.
If the Yankees carry seven relievers instead of eight at the beginning of the season, if they go 12 pitchers instead of 13, then I don't think Jacoby Ellsbury is going to be ready physically for opening day. Tyler Wade can play anywhere on the diamond and in any of the outfield positions. So it could be that Tyler Wade makes the opening day roster. If maybe Neil Walker isn't physically ready, although he's in shape from being in that homeless camp that they've had here for the last couple of weeks. But more than likely, because of Ellsbury and his issues, and look, I don't think he's anywhere near getting back into game shape, although he's going to take some swings, I heard today, light swings in a cage. But that might be the ticket for Wade being on the opening day roster.
Would it benefit – I know Miguel Andujar needs to get better. You mentioned the throws to first base defensively. But in a time where versatility is so important, I think it kind of hurts him that he only plays third base. Would it help him to learn first base so it gives them another way – another route to the major leagues, God forbid something happens to Greg Bird?
Well, right now, they just took some infield practice in the last 10, 15 minutes here. And interestingly enough, the guy that put on a first baseman glove and took a lot of ground balls and the underhand toss to the pitcher covering the bag and that whole thing was Gary Sanchez.
Interesting.
I have
wow.
yet to see Miguel Andujar put on a first baseman's glove. But Sanchez did work out hard just a few minutes ago right in front of me at first base. Now, is that an indicator that, at times, maybe against tough left-handed pitching, that Romine might be behind the plate? You'll have Judge and Stanton in the lineup, and maybe they could use Gary, at first. We shall see. But he did take plenty of ground balls today with a first baseman's glove.
Wow.
Had the tosses to the pitcher covering the bag. Did the whole drill at first base just a few minutes ago with Gary Sanchez. But to answer your question, I have seen nothing but third base drills for Miguel Andujar. Would it be beneficial to him to eventually maybe become a little bit more flexible as far as where he can play? I guess so. But I don't think, that they think he's refined at third base yet. I don't know about, even trying him on the other side of the diamond yet.
Couldn't you play? You could play Neil Walker a little bit at first base too. I mean, I guess you could do that, right?
Yeah. Cashman said that yesterday. They look at Walker as a guy that can play first and third,
right,
if need
right.
be. So do you go Torres? I think Ronald Torres is the best 25th man, not a 24th man, but a great 25th man on any roster in the major league. Really, the guy that you got to keep your eye on here is Tyler Wade, who's had a great spring, offers a lot of versatility, speed. Something that the rest of this roster doesn't have much of after you get, when you go by guys like Aaron Hicks and Brett Gardner, who's fast, but is not really a base stealer, as we figured out over the years. But Tyler Wade adds that extra element of speed coming off the bench.
We're talking to Ricky Ricardo about the New York Yankees as they continue now through the dog days of spring training, as we creep closer and closer to opening day and the start of this season. When you look at this rotation, Jordan Montgomery is now locked in. Any concern about the depth? Because one thing we've seen in baseball is that most teams are going to need 10 starters per year. That usually is the number, as crazy as that is. Right now you got the five. You've got Luis Sessa. You've got Justice Sheffield, who probably isn't ready. How do you feel about the depth of this rotation, assuming they need to go to a sixth, seventh, eighth guy down the road?
You mentioned Sheffield. He was sent across the street a couple of days ago, so he's not even in Major League camp anymore. Luis Sessa has struggled with his control. Remember, he's coming off of a back injury, that he suffered late last season. He hasn't really returned to form. Brian Cashman answered a question yesterday, and I asked it. I said, Brian, are you done? When he gave us a few words on the Neil Walker signing, I asked him, are you done, or is there still one more move left in your arsenal before we break camp, and is that move maybe for a starter? and he wouldn't really give me one way or the other. I'm convinced personally that they're one more move away, and I think it could be, you know, that sixth, seventh starter, a guy that might come in case of an injury with some experience. I don't know if they're going to reach down beyond Luis Cessa. Justin Sheffield, like I said, showed a lot, but he's not ready. I think they're maybe one starter short of really being comfortable with depth in the starting rotation. I remember Brian Mitchell's now in San Diego. You know, was the guy that made some starts last year. Are you going to go Adam Warren? You know, Chad Green is so valuable in his role out of the bullpen, although they're trying to stretch him out in case they need him for spot starts. You know, he's just so good out of the pen. I wouldn't touch him there. So just something tells me, I get an inkling that Cashman might still have an eye out for one more starter before he breaks camp.
One thing I could definitely see talking to Ricky Ricciardo about the Yankees is, you know, certainly them making a deal for a starter in the middle of the season, you know, before the trade deadline.
Yeah.
I certainly could see that going down, Rick.
Oh, yeah. No, they've got enough pieces in the minor league. Look, they're 3 and 4 deep at certain positions, all the way up and down the line.
Right.
In the minor
league. Yep.
They'll have plenty of, you know, prospects to offer a team that's looking to move away from a quality starter at the trade deadline. That might be the route that Cashman takes. And, you know, he rolls the dice with what he's got here at the beginning of the season. But I agree with you. I don't think the rotation you'll see on opening day, I think, will be far from the rotation that you'll see, hopefully, you know, if they play some serious October baseball.
Hey, we saw last year. Yeah. I mean, when he swooped in and made the deal for Sonny Gray. And we saw last
year.
He can be aggressive. And what's so scary about the Yankees is that they're armed with this incredibly loaded farm system and the wherewithal financially to take on money. So any top-line starter that becomes available, use your wildest imagination, the Yankees would be in play to acquire. They'd be the leading candidate no matter who it is.
They have got talent up and down the line, and it's infield, it's outfield, it's a catcher. I mean, they have got a ton of talent. When you go across the street to the Yankee minor league facility, which is right across the street from Steinbrenner Field, you're watching kids that in other organizations could be, you know, knocking on the door of being on major league rosters. And these kids are kind of stuck in this pipeline. I think Brian Cashman has a lot of flexibility. He's got young pieces. Like you said, he's got the wherewithal as far as the financial aspect is concerned. You know, this team is going to make a strong run for it. They're telling you that by bringing in veterans like Drury and now Neil Walker. They are all in going for a World Series, number 28, if you know, from my lips to God's ears, if they can win one more and I can get myself a Super Bowl ring and a World Series ring in the same calendar year. How about that?
It's a tough life, Rick. You know, Rick, it's a tough life to live. You know what I mean?
No, I'm
seriously.
Just having fun, Joe.
No, well, you
fun.
Should.
Ricky,
no, I envy. You know, I am very jealous and very envious of that.
I want to read a tweet that just came out. And I know Joe's opinion. I think people know my opinion. I'm curious about your opinion. Adam Schefter tweets,
okay,
Kirk Cousins is likely to sign with the Minnesota Vikings. Your thoughts?
Thank God. I don't
nice.
Want him.
They better draft a quarterback, Rick. They got to get one of these guys.
Give me McCown for another year. And
that's
draft
fine, but they
got
to draft a quarterback. They got to get
absolutely.
A quarterback.
Absolutely. No, I agree 1,000%. They've got to draft a quarterback, but give me McCown for another year. Look, as far as long as the guy that they call TB12 is, you know, at the helm in New England, nobody else is going to win that division anyway. I mean, that's just it's like LeBron James in the East in basketball. Wait till the guy moves on for somebody to step up in the NBA in the Eastern Conference. And while Tom Brady, although he didn't hit Gronkowski on that last play right under me at the Super Bowl, you know, to finish that game, as long as Tom Brady is a quarterback of the New England Patriots, I don't think anyone else is going to win that division.
It also helps that the guy who's coaching the team, you know, which let's not forget that, which is another issue with the Jets, but that's, you know my feeling there.
We could have been rid of the guy by now if it would have only taken my advice and lost every game except the Dolphins.
I get it. Ricky. They would have still said he did a great job.
It's true.
Nobody has gotten a bigger – let me tell you something. Nobody – I can't remember a coach that's gotten a bigger pass from the media than this guy. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I agree 100%.
Ricky, great talking to you.
Ricky, it's always
anytime,
a pleasure,
gentlemen.
Bro.
Thank you, man.
ETS.
Enjoy that tough weather down there, okay?
Yeah, it's kind of chilly here. It's in the 50s. Oh, people are bundled up.
Is it really 50s?
Wow. Yeah. That's in the 50s,
yeah. Buy a long sleeve shirt, Rick.
See you later,
I did. I've got a couple of hoodies.
See you, bro.
Thanks, Ricky. Ricky Ricardo, Spanish voice of the Yankees. When I was in California, it was in the 50s, but you know what? The 50s felt pretty damn warm.
Oh, God.
It wasn't terrible.
And the weather, let me tell you, the weather the rest of the week as far as – I saw 50 for Monday as far as the extended four.
Yeah,
that was like
not,
the best.
Yeah, it's not warming up very much.
I mean, can the end of March – by the end of March, seriously, all right, can it be like in the 60s by the end of the month?
The Mets have games in March in New York City. The Yankees are lucky they're at Rogers Center.
Yeah, they're in a dome.
They're in a dome.
So Schefter's reporting that Cousins will sign with the Vikings.
No, likely to sign with the Vikings. Nothing's done yet.
Okay.
I know the fact it's that done. His first visit is to Minnesota,
right.
And it's the Vikings versus the Jets, it's a mismatch.
Yeah, it really is.
It's a mismatch.
It's a mismatch.
And I got to tell you, my emotions as I saw that tweet is I was excited.
They just better get a quarterback. They got to draft a quarterback, bro.
Absolutely.
Well, has to happen.
It goes without saying. It is a lock that they're drafting a quarterback in the first round. It's a lock.
Yeah, well.
They cannot. McTagnan should be fired on the spot if he didn't take a quarterback in the first round this year.
Oh, my God. Just stay home.
That Ricky Ricardo Yankee/Jets report, but really a Yankee report, was brought to you by New York.
We didn't even ask him about Michael Bennett to the Eagles. We didn't mention it.
Nah, we didn't have time for that. We'll get to him next time. Sweeney's on vacation, so we'll talk to Ricky again later
this week. He's on vacation, Sweeney?
Well, he's back in New York. I mean, give him a break. He needs a break from Florida.
No, of course.
Now, wants to spend time with the family.
No,
God
I understand.
Bless him.
No, I understand that.
That report was brought to you by New York Community Bank and the NYCB Family of Banks, online at mynycb.com, by your locally owned and operated Papa John's, the official pizza of the New York Yankees, and by Adorama, the official electronic retailer of the Yankees Radio Network. Your calls. We'll try to get an update on Yoenis Cespedes, who was scratched from the Met lineup today, and the latest on the NFL free agency. Speaking of NFL, NFL Experience Times Square is the first of its kind live-action football attraction, combining interactive games, the Vince Lombardi Trophy, and a state-of-the-art 4D theater, bringing fans closer than ever to the game and their favorite teams.
Get a picture of that thing, will you?
Of the Lombardi Trophy?
Yeah, I know. Have you ever been to that in Times Square, the NFL Experience?
I have not. I have not been there yet.
Yeah, okay.
But I would do the same thing looking at that Lombardi Trophy
Like. Let me just like touch. Let me see what that is.
Right.
The one the Jets have is like green by now. And that's not because they painted it because of the color of the team.
They have theirs displayed there, I think.
No, it is. It's like there's rust coming off it.
Right. So this Lombardi Trophy they display, I guess, is just a generic one.
It's probably not for one,
but maybe it's the latest one.
Maybe.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.